Hey guys, welcome back to Preview Lions Podcast. It's Sarah.
And Whitney.
And we are unfortunately not in person, we're virtual, but we're together and we're
That's right.
happy. And Whitney, we have not touched on this topic before. We've hinted,
Okay.
but I think it's worthy of a full discussion of why we need moms ahead of us.
For so many reasons. So many reasons. Because especially as a first-time mom, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what's actually happening to our bodies in recovery, because in the hospital, they tell you, okay, well, watch out for clots this size and bleeding this much and all these things. But when you're a first-time mom, you don't know how much bleeding is too much. And you can call your doctor's office and they say it, and you're like, but you don't see what I'm seeing. So how do you know if it's too little or not? And so that's why it's so good for us to have close mom friends that we can be like, hey, TMI, but did you go through this? Is this normal? Things like
Totally.
that, where we can have someone that's like, oh, yep, I went through that, but be aware of blah, 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 because what if their doctor said something that maybe mine didn't, and vice
Totally.
versa, you know?
Totally.
And so it's good that we have someone that can guide us through what we are going through on our own physically, but also in just in motherhood. How many
Totally.
times have I asked you about when Will had his tonsillectomy and my youngest is coming up on hers? And I'm like, well, how old was he? What happened? What did you do? And what is it like? Things like that, just to be prepared. We need people to be that trailblazer.
Yeah, because I mean, it feels like I think we all, maybe I'm speaking by myself, but I was like, okay, I've got this. I'm going to research. I'm going to know what to expect. I'm going to get this baby B item, or I'm going to have this set up, or get this whole clear picture of what Sarah as a mom would be. And I was much younger then when I, first pregnant with Will. And I had a few friends that were moms. I have one specific, one of my best friends. She was an awesome mom. Her kids are older. And I remember when I first met her, she had a baby and then she had her older son, a little older, but it never dawned upon me to really dive into the treasure of her when I was pregnant because I think I was like, I got this, right? Newsflash. Sarah did not have it. She still does not have it. It's proven to her daily that I do not have it. But I think that's one of my bigger regrets is I should have asked more questions. I should have been listening and learning more and asking. But I think when you're not trying to get pregnant, you see pregnant moms or you see moms with little kids or older kids, and it's kind of like a movie or just watching them. It's not really like impactful to you, kind of. You're just like,
It's a
oh, they're
disconnect for sure.
right. It's just
Because it's
not
not
like,
relevant to your life.
yeah. So you're kind of like, okay. Or you're like, you may notice, gosh, yeah, she does look tired. Or wow, yeah, her kid's sick again. Or wow, their weekends seem really busy. Or you may have those kind of thoughts. But you're never really seeing her as that resource. So that is something I wish I would have done different. Because, yeah, when I did end up pregnant, and it did seem that some of the older moms that I worked with would kind of come around and how are you feeling, a little bit like that. But again, I did not dive deep into let me watch, let me learn. What would you do differently? Any of that kind of conversation. I gave myself too much credit and my own abilities and knowledge. This is confession. This is me
I
saying,
love it.
Whitney, I was wrong. And to be honest, I think I never in postpartum really asked the way I should either because I felt very, well, I should know that, And I didn't want to admit. Well, when I'm changing the diaper, is there a better way? Should I just know that? With boys, you have to dodge the pee. You're just like, oh, And it wasn't until one of my mom friends was like, you expose and you quickly cover so that the pee don't hit you in the face. And I was like, is there a secret book that moms write that
Like,
passed
how
down the
did you figure
secrets
this out,
that I
ma'am?
didn't, So that is something. And then if you turn it to my mental health, I certainly wasn't open of how I was feeling to hear anybody else say, I've been there.
Well, and we talk about this a lot. There is so much strength in community. That is why we need moms that go ahead of us who have experienced postpartum anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD to be like, hey, I haven't been in your shoes, but I've been in a very similar place. Let me tell you what helped me. Or, like you mentioned, just with our kids, it's like, hey, you know what? My kid really struggled with the car seat too. Let me tell you what worked well for my kids.
I think it's this false narrative that we tell ourselves that asking for help or support is some sort of weakness, or that we're inadequate, or, good moms figure it out, or they're, that is not the case, in the sense that we are meant to learn from others. And I do think social media doesn't help anything, because while you can
No, it
learn
is a
things on
comparison
TikTok,
track.
right? You can figure out how to make a gourmet grilled cheese, but you could also get in this trap of, well, she's got it together. I don't got it together. How does she know how to do that? Instead of openness and vulnerability. So, yes, we need the moms who go ahead of us to teach us, normalize us, to say, yeah, you know what, Whitney? I went through the same thing. You're not alone in this. They need to even speak on, our marriage had a really hard time where our baby had colic and I was suffering from anxiety, and we had a toddler and he was working a lot. Or, yeah, when my kid struggled in school, I cried every night thinking it was on me. Or when my kid, I had to call out for work for the fifth time this month, and my boss looked at me in a certain way, and I felt like, can I not work and be a mom? Or someone else to say, I've walked that.
Because it's
And I think
hard and we
it's
don't feel like
hard.
we can get ahead.
You can't get ahead, and you can't get ahead unless someone's there walking with you. But I think it also is on the a little bit of onus on the moms ahead of us. When you see a mom to be, when you see a young mom, when you see her, I mean, it takes nothing for a word of encouragement. A smile, I see you. This happened to me the other day. We all know my little one gives me a run for my money. Okay.
It's always the second one.
He has a spirit that is untamed. And we were at swim, and they have this whole setup where they do their little swim lessons, then they go to the little shower part. You shower him off, you wash your little hair, get the chlorine off. He loves a good shower. Who doesn't, right? Who doesn't love a good warm water? The removal of him from the water to get dressed,
It was a lot.
I have to
Was
deep
that?
breathe and ground before we do this, because I know it's
It's
going to
gonna
be
be
a
bad.
moment. And this other mom's child was having a similar moment that I was fixing to experience. And I said, this is the most stressful part of my day, too. And she said, I thought it was just me. I said, oh, no. No. And so I think it was, and I just saw like the weight. She just went, huh.
Oh, thank goodness. Similarly, when I went and got my nails done one time, this mom was there, had probably her little year and a half to 2 year old girl. And of course, they can't sit still at that age. They just can't. And poor mom is there, you can tell, finally getting some self-care done, finally getting a treat. And she's just like, please sit, please sit, please sit. Trying not to smudge her nails that she's just paid for, that she's carved out this time to be able to do. And lo and behold, I just happen to have a toy camera in my purse because I'm a mom. And I'm sure at some point my child was like, Mommy, put this in your purse. And I didn't. I forgot it existed. And I saw it and I was like, you know what? That might distract her just long enough for mom to get something. So I walked it over to the little girl. I was like, you can play with this. And the mom just seeing that relief of, thank God, I finally get to have something for me. Someone would actually give my kid something and not be mad that she's like being a child.
That's something I want to touch on, is the we've all been there, the restaurants, church, doctor's office, any place of business that you may not want to bring your child with you to. You don't have no choice. And no, I don't want to take the child with me to the DMV, but here we are, and
It is what it is.
this is a child, and they're going to do what children do. They're going to get upset. They're going
They're
to get
going to be
hungry. They're going to get
curious. They're
tired.
going to be loud.
Right. And the looks and the judgment. And I'm like, A, you all were kids too once. And B, if you've been a mom and you've been in there, show me some
Right.
grace.
Right.
Don't stare back harder.
The
Don't give
sarcasm.
me that look.
Right.
Don't make comments underneath your breath of what you would
Right.
have done in that situation.
Right.
'Cause that feels really rough and hard. And that happened
Right.
to me in Costco the other
Yep.
day too.
Don't judge other moms. Just don't judge
No.
other moms.
No, because
It's
it
pretty
was the
easy to
minute you
not
do,
do that.
the minute you do, I promise you will be in that exact same situation. Happens. But I
Oh,
think
yeah.
I have a challenge for our listeners that if you see which place you can be, because you can be both. You can be
Right.
ahead and you can be behind and equally have important
Yep.
values here. So if you are behind, look for a mom that you can
Right.
tap into. And you may be like, well, how
Right.
do I do that? You're going to have natural situations. Or maybe it is that mom at swim practice that you see the same time every time. And her kids are slightly older. Befriend her. Doesn't take
Right.
much to have a conversation. Or, your kid's class, they may have an older sibling, right? And so
Right.
that mom, yes, she has a kid the same age as you, but she probably has older kids too, right?
Right.
And you can just get to know her. Or if it's at church, or if it's in
Right.
community, or if it's at your workplace, it's a family member. Hey,
Right.
do you remember when your kids went through this stage? You got any guidance here? Or, be vulnerable and say, this is what I'm
Oh,
walking
yeah.
through. And I don't say
Right.
that in a light way because I know it's very
Yeah.
hard to be vulnerable and open.
Right.
It has to be the right person. But then if you see that mom who's
Right.
got the baby, the look, when she's struggling, maybe, just reach
Yeah,
out,
the
just say
panic.
the panic. Sometimes she's saying, I loved them when they were newborn, but it was a really hard time for me too.
Right.
Or you're
Just
doing great.
reassure.
Yeah.
Give some reassurance there. We all need it.
And you are going to benefit so much for being that for somebody, and they're going to benefit the same way.
Right.
It is a mutually
I was just
beneficial
thinking that.
relationship because you will feel validation too in your own experience,
Right.
as will they. So that is a touch point. And I think, it even goes back into, there was a story in the Bible where, when Mary was pregnant, she went to go to her cousin and she, who was fixing to
Right.
give birth, and she watched the end of the pregnancy and the delivery and
Right.
the first few bit of when the baby was born. So she had an idea of what was to
Right.
come. So
Right.
yes, if you are trying to get pregnant, if you are pregnant, if you're going from one to two, spending
Right.
time with women, mothers who's been that road, just seeing it
Oh, yeah.
can help so much too. How
Oh,
do they
yes.
load three kids in a car?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, how do you bathe a baby and a toddler when your husband's working late? Those kind
Right.
of questions that you can be like, hey, this is what I do. Or how do you organize the schedules? Or how do you talk to a teacher that you
Right.
feel is not understanding your kid?
Right. That's actually not being helpful, maybe.
All I'm saying is we don't have to rewrite history every single time we experience
No.
something.
No.
But this is a challenge. If you have experienced motherhood, which we all have, the good,
Right.
the bad, the wonderful, the ugly,
Right. The
share
hard
it.
camaraderie.
And it could be something as simple as, I remember I texted you, I was like, Will had to have steroids. Lord help you if your child has to drink that steroid medication. I've
Yes.
set on a quest that if I ever ran into millions of dollars, I'd figure out how to have that taste better for parents and children of
Right.
the whole entire world. But he learned recently how to take a pill. And I remember telling you that, and you're like, oh, that's awesome. How did that happen? So I can,
Right.
you just go to teach one of your
Teach
girls.
my
And
kids, yeah.
but it was just that simple, very natural of like
Yeah.
exchange. Like,
Right.
let's do this. Let's do motherhood together.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you will never regret helping somebody out. You will never regret somebody helping you out.
Correct.
Because the thing is, I'm not saying give people unwanted advice.
No.
I'm saying give them that validation, that reassurance, and that common ground of, you know what? It's been hard for me too. You're
Yeah.
not alone.
No. We had a podcast episode where one of our guests had shared about how they thought why their newborn would die in her sleep, and that was her anxiety, and how she described that. And I was like, yeah, me too. And she's like, oh, and I was like, this is how I felt. She said, me too. And even years removed from our newborn stage, we
Right.
both connected and both went, oh, for a second of like,
Right.
Oh man, you thought that too? Like I
Right.
lived that
I'm a
as
crazy
well.
person.
And so that's just something that's priceless, honestly, to bond
Right.
together and just be like, it's not just me.
It's
And
not right.
name it. What did you experience? Oh, and then that is a place, and we're not saying you go up to someone and go, you're obviously struggling with motherhood. Let me tell you, you're loading the
Right.
car wrong. You know, you're not carrying the car seat right. Like we're
Right.
not saying that.
No.
We're saying maybe open that door for her.
Say, how can I help you right now?
Yeah. Can I drop you off something? You know,
Yeah.
if both of our kids are going to the same practice, you know,
Yeah.
she's got a busy deadline. You know, your friends, let me take your kid to practice so then you can come pick them up and
Yeah.
have that little extra time. Little things and little encouragement goes a long
Oh, yeah.
way. But, you
I
know,
will never
even.
forget. I mean, that just sparked a memory for me when, so my youngest, so we all know she's a COVID baby. Okay. So the doctor's office that I used was actually under the leadership of the whole hospital. They were not their own entity. So they had to follow hospital visitor guidelines. Well, that even meant bringing your babies to your postpartum appointment. Wild, I know, but it was what it was.
COVID was just a time of
It was a
wine
thing.
crazy. Yeah.
It was a thing, but my daughter had outgrown her newborn diapers. So I texted the secretary. I was like, hey, could y'all use these up there for whatever? And she said, well, sure. So went up there, just which I had my daughter in her stroller, and I just plopped the bag down on there. And a girl I had not seen in well over a decade. We worked together doing foster care back in 2009, 2010. Now
Yeah.
we still keep up on Facebook and all the things,
Yeah.
but it's definitely not somebody I would consider like a close bestie. But
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
still acquaintances. So she goes to her follow-up appointment and they tell her, no, you can't go in because you have the baby. It's visitor policy because of COVID. And to see that panic in her eye and for her to say, but I've already rescheduled this two or three times. And I said, I've got you. I said, let's go find a chair. I'll have both the kiddos over there with me down the hallway. Here's my number. Go do your appointment. I
Yeah.
was on maternity leave, thankfully. I didn't have a schedule conflict. So
Yeah.
it's like, it's fine. Our kids are in their
Yeah.
car seats and strollers. It's going to be fine. Go do your appointment. Now, I get that that's
Yeah.
a rarity. You know, like if you're in the supermarket, you may not know this person with a
Yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
fair. But if you have the opportunity just to say, I got you, let me
Yeah.
help with this for a little bit. So if
Yeah.
you do see the mom struggling in the grocery store, say, hey, can I help you with anything? Do you need help taking that to your car?
Yeah.
Can I
No,
lift
I'm.
something heavy into your buggy?
I mean, I remember being postpartum with James, had Will, was out. It was hot in the summer. Forget what errand we were trying to run. I was struggling. I was tapped out. I think my boobs were fixing to explode because I needed to feed him.
Right.
I was just not great spot. And I
Right.
just remember this mom. She was like, I'll take like my cart or something back for you. She like walked by and she was like,
Yes.
can I take this back? So, because like that's always a tricky time too. Like, you know, it's hot. You're trying to start the car, get the AC, load your chilled, you know, you
Right.
have to
All
play
the
this game.
things.
And I just looked at her and like I literally had tears in my eyes. I was like, yes, and thank you. And you know, that took nothing of her really, you know, because she
Right.
was just going that way. But I'll never forget that. And I was just like, she saw me breaking.
Right.
And
She
she was
knew that
just
you
like,
needed somebody.
yeah. So that is our challenge. And this, I know this is a little different than kind of our normal topics. It's not
Right.
heavy, but it's something that's a challenge in our
Right.
state of the craziness of our world.
My gosh, yes.
Really, it goes a long way just to be someone. And Whitney, you are always that person to me. So I thank you for that. But,
Thank you.
we hope that you guys know from this conversation that you have an opportunity to learn and to help at the same time. And so we challenge that. So
That's
we wish
right.
you guys to have a great week. Look for those opportunities. And you know what? We'll be back next week.
That's right. See ya.
Bye, guys.
Maternal mental health is as important as physical health. The Preview Alliance podcast was created for and by moms dealing with postpartum depression and all its variables like anxiety, anger, and even apathy. Hosted by CEO, founder Sarah Parkhurst and licensed clinical social worker Whitney Gay, each episode focus on specific issues relevant to pregnancy and postpartum. Join us and hear how other moms have overcome mental health challenges, as well as access tips and suggestions on dealing with your own challenges as moms. You can also browse our podcast library and listen to previous episodes at any time. Please know you're not alone on this journey. We're here to help.